Assalamu alaikum and welcome to a new episode from Anas Talks podcast. I'm your host, Anas Shatara. In today's setup, you can notice that I have camera one, camera two, and it's a very humble seating. I'm sitting in my living room. I hoped to have in the near future a room where I can have an isolated studio where I can record better, but you gotta do what you gotta do. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing a couple of points that I put down since recently I have turned 30. So, turned 30. Okay, I'm not going to go down on the rabbit hole of discussing accents, but anyway, I just turned 30 recently, and I decided to put 10 points together that I noted down. And I called it a personal note to my 20s. So without further ado, let's start the episode. Generally speaking, before starting the episode, I don't really look at my life as it would be divided into months or weeks or a period of time. I see it as steps. So people would ask me, when are you looking forward to buy your next car or to buy your motorcycle or get married or any of those like general questions? And I never really put a date to it because I can't really stick to it for a simple reason. Okay, to put things into perspective. So when I turned 20, I said, by the time I'm turning 30, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be having two Porsches in my garage. And definitely, I'm going to be having at least three motorcycles. I'm going to be at a certain financial status. Most probably, I would be married, maybe with kids. I know, crazy things happen in 10 years. But so I had all those general things attached to my age or to me turning 30. And by the going through my 20s, honestly, it was such a burden because somewhat I have imprinted this idea in the back of my head that, listen, I'm on a race. I'm trying my best to get to 30 with me achieving my goals. It had its pros. It had many cons that whenever I would feel that I'm still far away from my goal, I would feel depressed and I would feel bad that I'm not trying hard enough. Maybe the environment that I'm in is not good enough, or the job that I'm doing is not getting me where do I want to get. So on and so forth. So the way that I look at life, I see it as steps. And this is, I think, what comes with maturity, or probably the things that I read or the life experiences that I go through. So now when people would come and ask me, let's say, a question in business, when do you see yourself crossing the $10 million mark in your business, as an example? I would say I am two steps away. So those two steps might be 4 months each. Those two steps might be 3 years each. But the way that I see it is that every single goal that you put in your life, whether it was personal or business-wise, it should be measured by steps, not by time, because time is going on. Whether you sit and do nothing or whether you work hard, time is still going on. And just a side note, I have discussed this in many episodes in a way or another. Don't compare yourself. Everybody is running their own race. So me reaching to 30 while I did not buy the Porsche that I wanted to buy or buy the motorcycles that I wanted to buy or get married or have kids, and if I would do the deadly thing of comparing myself to my friends who were with me in university, let's say, and by this time they're already married, some of them have two or three kids, some of them have already got their masters, some of them have moved to other countries, whatever it is, don't compare yourself because everybody is running their own race. It's different circumstances for everyone. It's different challenges for everyone. That does not mean that I'm doing well and they're doing bad. It's everybody doing their own thing. So without further ado, let's get to it. So point number one, and I'm referring to my notes, so be patient with me. So point number one, what I wrote is stop smoking now, even if you don't smoke. To elaborate more, this applies to everyone. That includes smokers and non-smokers. Personal experience, I used to be a smoker, and I have quit. Now it's been more than 4 years-ish, coming close to five. Now, smoking, it's the episode is not about smoking. I'm not going to get deep into it. It's a personal habit. It has so much cons in your life. I don't really see any benefits from it, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying benefits in terms of people, how they say that, oh, it makes me calm or whatever. It's just a bad habit. It makes you more tense. It ruins your sleep. It ruins your taste buds. It's just a bad habit. So my advice is to stop smoking, even if you don't smoke. Now, this is the confusing part, or the creative part, I would say, is that how come would I stop smoking while I don't smoke? And by smoking, I mean any bad habit. This bad habit can be not sleeping well, sleeping late, not spending enough time with your family or your loved ones. Any bad habit. So you can remove the word smoking and just replace it with anything else. You might be intaking a high amount of sugars, or you might be intaking a high amount of fast food. You're not drinking enough water. Start it as young as you can. Even if you want to do it for a while, get it out of your system. You want to try out things, do it at your own, like at your own comfort, but don't stick to it. And once you try the better lifestyle, you would never go back to the bad lifestyle. So as an example, I stopped junk food. And by stopped, I mean like by 99%. So as much as I can, I only eat food that's made at home. Or if it was made somewhere, it would be like grilled, super clean, no deep fried, no nothing like that. But of course, once in a while, we'd go out with the guys or whatever, and we'd have dinner outside. And sometimes it wouldn't be so healthy. But if you want to take it on a span of a year, it would never come close to a 1%. I stopped all soda drinks, so on and so forth. So stop all bad habits. Moving on to point number two, which is take good care of your parents. And this is a very, very sensitive part. Throughout life, and I noticed that this is something common between humans, that when you're a child from age 0 to 10, you really love your family, you are so attached to them. And by the time you hit your teens, by 12 or 13, you start being rebellious and you start thinking that, oh, they don't know anything, they come from an older generation, I'm the new generation, I know what I'm doing, I'm becoming a man or I'm becoming a girl, I know what do I need in life, blah, blah, blah. So at that time, I wouldn't say you would hate your family, but you would start having distance between them, which is natural, and parents who are paying enough attention, they would be aware of that and they would try to contain you. So by the time you hit your 20s, you should be mature enough. Your hormones are not really playing much part in messing up with your chemicals or let's say your decision making. So by that time you have reached your point that you stopped growing in a terms of physical aspect that affects your brain, and now you are complete. You are able to take anything in life and start taking your own decisions properly. So definitely make sure to take care of your parents if they're alive. Make sure to, now this is something from the Arab world, we kiss the hands of our parents and grandparents, and if you want to kiss them on the forehead. I have heard some people where they go like, oh, I feel shy, or why do I need to do that? I'm like, they gave birth to you. Like, you should kiss their feet, you know? And you're not doing it because it's a homework, but you're doing it out of respect for whatever they are. And I don't want to get deep into this because I know some people might argue with this point and say, oh, my parents were not good, or my mom was not good to me, or my dad was not good to me. That is on another topic, but you need to make peace with yourself, even if you are not getting as much from them. And again, I don't want to put the energy down in this episode, but the day will come that they will pass. And God forbid, if you have not given them enough attention or given them enough love, I'm telling you, it's going to chase you for the rest of your life. Regardless how much you're going to suppress it down, it will always be somewhere in the back of your head. So make sure you take good care of your parents. Number three, kill all toxic relationships immediately. And by relationships, I mean with the same sex or the opposite sex. Not that I have... This is a bit sensitive. Okay, so when I look at my 20s, I have met so many people in pre-university, in school, and in university time, when I started my part-time work, full-time work, switching jobs, switching places. I moved from one city to the other, and naturally speaking, when you would spend so much time with someone, when especially childhood friends, people who you grew up with, somewhat the idea of you going your separate ways is very difficult. And you would do lots of sacrifices. So as an example, I'm just saying this hypothetically. Let's say I had a childhood friend, and that childhood friend, when we reached our 20s, he started hanging out in places that are not really good. Okay, he's sitting with people who are not proactive, who are not ambitious, who are just sitting there to waste their time. They're not looking forward to build the future. And I would be the odd one out. I would be the one who they make fun of, who they would not understand me. And honestly speaking, I would be spending time with them and morphing into them because I'm the odd one out, thinking that I am wrong. You're not wrong. You're just in the wrong group. I'm not telling you be rude to them. You can just move on. You can just start making new friends. It's okay to be alone. It's okay not to have the right friend immediately. And to find the person who would truly understand you, I would say it would be one. If you would have more than one person who would truly understand you, you're a very lucky person. Usually it's from the same sex. So not that I'm trying to put my friends into different places, but the connection that I have with some is different than the others. That does not mean that that person is good or that person is bad. It's just that the wavelength that we operate at is just so similar to each other. So point number three, kill all toxic relationships. Be nice about it, but move on. Just stop it and move on. Point number four is in full capital letters, exercise as much as you can in any way possible. Exercise. Don't put crazy goals. And I'm going to tell you from experience, I always used to go to Men's Health magazine. They always used to have this perfect, picture perfect, photoshopped, crazy people who've been working out for 15 years. And they would have a title under it, have six packs in six months or 8 weeks or whatever. And I'd go crazy, buy protein, subscribe to the gym, and start watching all these Arnold motivation. And in my head, thinking that this will happen over 4 weeks or 8 weeks. Those people have been building for 15 years. So it's not something that comes in a day. But I have missed the main important point that I should have exercised. I should have worked out, moving my body, whether it was running, playing sports, or walking, just having any sort of physical activity. It has unbelievable benefits to you on a psychological level, physical level. Now, regardless what goal you want to get to, just exercise. Even if you wanted to look like a model or you wanted to just be healthy, whatever it is, start this habit as young as possible. Believe me, you're going to be loving yourself and thanking yourself years later for the things that you have built for at that time. Point number five. Okay. Point number five is, I'm really sorry. Point number five is take decisions, stick to it, and be flexible enough to pivot. Now, hear me out. So let's take it one part at a time. Take decisions. And this is a very difficult thing. You always, as a person, fear the consequences of the future or the unknown. And you would always be hesitant in taking decisions. And when I say you, I'm talking about myself. So it might apply to you, it might not. But I'm just saying, generally, I have noticed this this common trait. So take decisions and stick to it. When I decided to quit smoking, it took me almost a year. I've tried so many times. And I find out that if I'm going to be doing something, it will be from myself to myself. As much as I love my family, as much as I love my friends and all the people who are pushing me to quit it, I was not able to stop it until I was personally taking the decision to fully stop it. So that's in regards to a personal habit. Now, when I say about business, when I took the decision to do my own business, I have studied it very deep and very thorough. But when I mentioned the point that be flexible enough to pivot, so I started off with an idea, and with that idea, it was, let's say in my case, it was the photography and video production. We grew in it. We have, me and my brother, and we have done amazing things on all aspects. But when we noticed, and when we studied the market, that in order to get to our goal, there are some things that we need to pivot from, but the ultimate goal is still the same. We're still heading in the same direction. We're still going to the same place, but we had to pivot and change some of the things. So be flexible enough to have that room in your life to change decisions. So one also personal thing, last year, we are now 2019, end of 2017, I went and I put the down payment on a motorcycle that I love and everything, blah, blah, blah. And a problem happened with me financially and I was still able to go through the loan, but that would have put such a great, 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 immense, unneeded pressure in my life financially. And I had to take the big decision of, as much as I've waited all my life, I worked so hard in my life and sacrificed so many things for me to get the bike that I want. And I know how silly it is. People will look at me like, oh, you know what, you have worked so hard just to buy a toy. Well, it gives me great happiness. So I took the decision at that time that I am still going to buy my bike, but later on. So I canceled that order and I actually took back my down payment. It was big drama, but it happened. So point number five, take decisions and stick to it, and then be flexible enough to pivot away from it. Point number six, and this is the biggest of them all, in my opinion, follow your gut feeling. I know you will find so many books that will explain this about that. It's being coming from a higher energy. It's coming from God. It's coming from your inner brain. It's coming from subconscious. Honestly speaking, I do not possess the knowledge of where does it come from. But what I can tell you is it is 100% true. If you meet someone and you are not feeling comfortable for that person, okay, and you feel that there's something wrong, there is something wrong. If somebody is offering you a deal and it's too good to sound true, it is too good to sound true because it isn't. So there's a catch that you are not aware of by now. 10 out of 10, it works. Apply it with people. Apply it with life decisions. Apply it with whatever you want. But there is a small terms and conditions apply here. You need to be pure with yourself, and your path will be fixed accordingly. So if you are a good person in your life and you're doing good things for yourself, for your family, for the community, you're not a harmful person, you are chasing your dreams, you're working hard, your gut feeling will be right. And it will come at the right time and you will know that's coming in the right time. I don't guarantee that if you're a bad person, your gut feeling will be giving you good advice or good direction. So that point. Now we move on to point number seven. Feel happy when you fail. This is the most contradicting thing that I've ever felt in my life, and I still feel until today. Whenever I fail, I still get a happiness feeling in a way or another. Now, not because that I love failure, but Einstein said that if you don't fail, you don't learn something new. So if everything worked from the first time, that means that you learned nothing. So from the first time you ever, as a guy, from the first time ever you talked to a girl and it worked, and you talked to every other girl and it worked, and you never been shut down, or you never have said a joke that you shouldn't have said, or let's say in an interview you gave a wrong answer, or you were too quick in your response or too slow. If you don't do things wrong, you never learn, regardless how many books you're going to read, regardless how many job experiences you're going to go through. The whole point of job experiences and life experiences is that you would go through a trial and error. You would do right, you'd do wrong, and you'd start learning from it. So don't feel bad. It's okay if you fail. The whole point is that you found a way that it wouldn't work. So when Thomas Edison did all the experiments, and he's been asked, like, wow, such a tenacity that you have that you kept on trying. He was like, well, I found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. So look at it in that way. And I'm pretty sure that he came across so many other discoveries and inventions through this experience alone, not just the light bulb. That was just the most famous one. Moving on to point number 8. It is not about the money. No puns, no songs, puns, or no. It's not about the money. It's really not about the money. Think about it this way. And I'm trying to switch your mentality or switch your perspective in a different direction. So when you were growing up, especially as a guy, we were dying to get our driving license and dying to get our cars. And we always have imagined, and we had this music playlist and whatever I'm going to wear, and when I'm going to chill with the boys, and we're going to hang out, and whatever street race, if you had a good car or a bad car, it doesn't matter. And you're going to show off, blah, blah, blah. And it gets to the point where you get your license. So the first day you're like, yeah, super cool, super cool. And then by the end of the first day, you go like, so now I have the car, and the car is a mean of transportation. It's only getting me from point A to point B. So now I need a plan. I want to know where I'm going to go. Same thing with the money. The money is a good tool that can get you things, that can buy you stuff. But if you have the money to buy the podcast equipment and you don't have a topic, there's no point of it. You're going to be looking and staring at a very expensive podcast equipment with zero content. So yes, money is a tool, but it's not a goal. So, and by that time, I mean, mind you that in my job, I don't really make that crazy amount of money that you would see in the movies. And you don't really need to make that much of money to be happy or to be satisfied. Now, being ambitious about achieving higher goals in your life is a wonderful thing. But being happy with what you have has nothing to do with how much you have in your bank account. So addressing my last 10 years, my decade in my 20s, I always thought that, yeah, I need to get a bigger salary to be happy. When you get a bigger salary, you just get bigger bills and you get bigger commitments. It's the same thing. You just wear a bit of better clothes. You dine in better restaurants. And instead of going to the movies and taking the regular seats, you take the better seats. That's it, you know? There's so many beauty to it, but again, if you don't go to dinner with somebody who you like or somebody who you love or your friends, you're not really enjoy the food. If you don't go to the cinema with somebody who you enjoy watching a movie with, you will not really enjoy it. If you don't travel with your loved ones, you will not really enjoy it as much. I know people who travel on their own. So don't micro look into my words. Just take the grand scheme of things. I keep saying this word. And anyway. Moving on, point number nine. I wanted to say we have point number 9 and 10, but all right. I don't think I'm going to edit any of those. I'm just going to be posting the episode as is. Point number 9, endure pain like a champ. Pain is part of life. This is the sour part of the advice. And there's a very beautiful quote that I live by. It says, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Challenges are all over in your life. While growing up, there were challenges. When you reached school, there was the challenge of studies. You got to university, challenge of social life and studying. You got to work, and then the challenge of finding a job and excelling in your job. Starting your own business is the craziest of all challenges so far in my life. But it will get tough. It will be difficult. There will be lots of pain. There will be days where you would seriously be knocked down to your knees. By no means I'm trying to be a motivational speaker. And I never ever wanted to be one. More or less, I would be the person who's be telling the truth rather than just giving you a jolt of energy. Pain is part of the experience. You will endure pain. You need to endure pain to get to the other side. And pain will be there whether you work or you don't. So to elaborate, if you work hard, you will face failures until you get to your success. That experience is painful. If you sit on your butt, do absolutely nothing, and just waste your life, your own mind will haunt you down and give you tremendous pain of time that have passed and you can never get back again. So when I look at it, I'll be like, oh, it's going to be painful in both ways. I would rather have a very bright outcome of this. So yeah, endure pain like a champ, give it whatever it takes. The best way to go through it, if you were going through any sort of challenges in life, as simple as 1 foot at a time. When you go run a marathon, you don't jump 10 meters at a time. You don't do 1 kilometer at a time. You do one step at a time. Right foot, left foot. That's the way that I run. That's the way that I work out. That's the way that I look at my tasks. That's the way that I do everything. So if you tell me I want to start my business, I'll tell you the first step is pick up a pen. Literally, you need to pick up a pen, pick up a paper. Because people will tell you, oh, you need to find an investor. No. You don't need to find anything. You don't need an idea. You don't need anything in life. You want to look for a job? First thing you do, you pick up a pen, you pick up a paper. You start writing down, what do you want to do? Where do you want to get? What are you looking for? So, yeah, pain will be there. Endure it. Go through it. The results are, well, the word was on my mind. Just forget it. The rewards will be worth it. Better rephrase. Point number 10, and to end it on a very positive note, love yourself unconditionally. And I know, especially for the people who know me, I'm not the best person to say it. Not because I don't love myself, but I am the harshest critique when I am criticizing myself. I see it in a way that when I am the harshest judge on myself, nobody will be able to point out much of my areas to improve, because I'm already pointing them out myself and I'm trying to fix them. In a way, it works. In many ways, it doesn't. So I would say you need to find the right balance, that you need to love yourself unconditionally. You need to treat yourself well. You need to say good things to yourself. I'm not joking. You need to be at peace with yourself, with your decisions. Feed it well. And by feeding it, I don't mean only food. You need to feed yourself. You need to feed your soul. You need to meditate. You need to work out. You need to take breaks. You need to work hard. You need to sleep well. You need to do everything possible to yourself, because at the end of the day, you only have yourself for yourself. As much as you might be blessed with loved ones in your life, as much as you might have your family or your spouse or your significant other or brothers or your cat or your dog or your parrot, your pet, doesn't matter. What matters is whoever will stay with you all the time, 24/7, is yourself. So you need to love it unconditionally and put your past behind you. Look forward for the future and work out for you today. That's the most important thing. And in the process, you must love yourself. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. What I'm going to be ending it with, age is not a number. And I wrote it here. Probably it's very similar to the way that I opened the introduction of this podcast episode. Age is not a number. It means nothing. Time will pass whether you're doing something or you're not. So don't look at your life as it is split into pieces of 12 months. It's a good reference point. I mean, naturally speaking, when you look at your old pictures from my older birthdays, I'll be like, wow, I gained weight, or I look healthier, or I was unhealthy, or there were unhealthy people in my life. Now I'm in a better place, or I need to fix this or fix that. So it is a good reference point. Celebrate your birthday if you want to. Shockingly, in this birthday, not that I'm the party guy, but in this birthday, I've done nothing. Like, I didn't have a birthday party or anything. Feel free. I can leave my account. And if you want to send whatever you want, you can do so. I'll put in my PayPal and my bank account number. Make big deposits. I'll be very happy. Yeah. If you want to send me bitcoins, I'll also be happy. Jokes aside, as I said,
age is not an age is just a number. Make sure to have another look at your life. Take the 10 points that I given you. Analyze them. If you would like to share your thoughts, please do so. A small note. You can, by the way, send me. You can just write to me, or there's a beautiful thing on Anchor that if you use the app, you can record yourself, send it back to me, and I can include it. First of all, I can hear it, and if you give me the permission, I can include it in my podcast. If you want to turn this, if you have a question or something you would love to add, I'd be more than happy to hear it out. That was my episode of my 10 things that I would tell myself, or I concluded, or if you want to say a personal note to my 20s. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. I really hope you enjoyed the setup. I'm the only one who's here, so I set up the cameras with the microphone. I really hope the devices are recording, and inshallah in the next episodes the production will get better. I have so much content that I want to share with you, but my time is very tight with the job, so that's why I squeezed in the time today for Friday. I really hope you have wonderful days. I really hope you've enjoyed this. And see you soon. Peace.